Okay, so continuing, Machshirin, Perek Beis, Mishneh. This Mishnah is discussing an ear she Yisrael v'nachrim darmba. You have a city with both Jews and non-Jews. But merchatz marchetes b'Shabbos. And there was a bathhouse which was open on Shabbos. Im rov nachrim rochetz miyad. Im rov Yisrael yamtin k'deshi yachamu hachamin. If the city's majority of non-Jews, you can bathe immediately. If the majority of the people in the city are Jews, then you have to wait k'deshi yachamu hachamin until take time to heat the water. What this is referring to is a rabbinic decree called, known as popularly as Kedesh Yasu, that if a Jew wants to benefit from malacha done by a non-Jew on Shabbos, the Jew must wait Kedesh Yasu, enough time that it would have taken for the non-Jew to do it after Shabbos. Again, even though it's not forbidden for the non-Jew to do work on Shabbos, if the non-Jew is doing it for the Jew, and that becomes forbidden for the Jew to benefit from it. And that's true on Shabbos. And after Shabbos, the person must wait for enough time to have passed that would allow for the olacha to be done. So here, he has to wait, the Jew has to wait, until enough time would have taken to heat up the bath after Shabbos. If it's mechsa, mechsa, yamtin k'desh yachamu chamin. Likewise, if it's half and half, if it's an equal amount of Jews and non-Jews, you still have to wait. Because that Jewish population consists and is considered a significant amount, we don't say that they're butl in a larger amount of non-Jews, because that majority doesn't exist. And therefore, you still have to wait for enough time for the bath to be heated after Shabbos. Yehuda Amar Be'ambati Ketan, in a small pool, Imish Ba'Rishus, if there's some sort of important official, Rochetz Ba'Miyad. Rishus doesn't have to be a king, the Rav points out, any sort of person who has servants that take care of his every need. So you have a small pool, then you can assume that small pool is really designed for this important official, and the reason they are heating up the water and keeping it hot is in case he shows up at any point. Therefore, even if there are a majority, even if the majority of the city is Jews, you can still bathe in it right away, because we assume the non-Jew did not do the malacha for the Jew. He really did it for this important official, and therefore you don't have to wait at all after Shabbos. You can bathe in it immediately as soon as Shabbos ends. Okay, Mishnah Vav. Matzaba Yorek Nimkar. Let's say you found in that same city of Jews and non-Jews, a mixed population, vegetables being sold. These were vegetables that were picked on Shabbos and now being sold on Motzei Shabbos. Imrov Nachrim Lokeach Miyad. If the majority of cities are non-Jews, you can buy those vegetables Motzei Shabbos immediately because you assumed they were picked for the non-Jews, not for the Jews. Imrov Yisrael. You have to wait enough time that the vegetables will take to come from a close-by city. We'll come back to that point in a second. Mechsa mechsa, yamtin k'desh yavo makum karov. Like if it's half and half, half Jews, half non-Jews, you have to wait until it come from makum karov, like we saw in the previous Mishnayos. The amount of Jews is not considered batal. It's like that the vegetables being picked for them, or at least partly for them, and therefore you have to wait this Kadesh Yasu Shir. If there's an important official living in the city, you can buy immediately, like we saw in the last Mishnah. You can assume, even if it's majority of Jews, that this was the vegetables really being picked for this guy. So the Rav points out, the reason you only have to wait Kadesh Yavakum Karuv, even though it's possible that the vegetables came from a much further place, in general, this is just a gezera. This Kedesh Yasu is a rabbinic decree to prevent people from asking a guy to do it on Shabbos itself. So once we have to make you wait a little bit of time, you remember, oh, I can't do this right away because it's usher to benefit from a non-Jew on Shabbos, and therefore I have to wait some time. So we don't make you wait the exact amount of time these vegetables were picked. It could be the vegetables came from a much further place. As long as it's a shear, a normal amount of time it would have taken to get these vegetables, then the rabbis assume that's enough time to remind you, oh, I'm not actually allowed to ask Guy to get this directly. That's why the Kedesh Yasu here, Ikdesh Yavo Mimakom Karov.